Good morning. Welcome to the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. It's getting later and later, right? It's Mondays. Mondays are rough. Hey, I hope you're all doing well. I hope you had a good weekend. I hope you had some fun. I had too much fun and not enough work for myself. But, you know, sometimes you got to trade priorities here, help the kids out, make sure they're doing. I want to talk about today sprint closeout hangover, like all the things that go wrong. And I was thinking about, I said part two, about all the things that happened the last day or so of the kids' sprint before they went to the sprint review for the robotics competition. And I got the robot. Here's the robot, right? You got the robot. And just an example. And I'll have to tell you what I do. I don't tell people. I know where the potential failure points are, like on this one propeller here. I can see they didn't crank it down. Like I tell them, I want you to crush the teeth on the backside for this little plastic thing. And I can look, the bolt is just holding it on by a hair. I mean, seriously, just a little bit of grip in that bolt that's holding the propeller on. And I'm going to talk about a little bit of that. I'm going to talk about a little bit of sprint hangover, the things that happen when you try to rush and get a lot of stuff done and not focus on quality effort towards the end there and get quality stuff out the door. So we're going to talk about that today. In this 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And I'm going to share the Philadelphia banners. Let's share the Philadelphia banners. This is the Philadelphia job market, because tomorrow night is Tuesday night when we usually do our job show. So I'm sharing the postings from LinkedIn for Agile jobs in the Philadelphia area from last Tuesday. And we just try to have some fun here sometimes. Sometimes robotics are fun. Whoop. Ow. 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 Hurt. See, as you can see, it just fell apart because I just picked it up. So they're robots on the final little, ow. Stab myself there. Final little things rather than making sure it was is really secure. So things about sprint closeout that are very similar to what the kids went through is the fact that on the last day of closeout, everyone's trying to scramble to get as much stuff done and not really button down the hatches and make sure they do a good job. Just like in that day, I had all six teams try to get their vehicles done on the last day. And I'm trying, and my partners in crime weren't helping me a little bit. I was trying to focus on the ones that were as pretty much done. They just needed to be tinkered with and checked and make sure the bolts didn't fall off and everything like that and do that. But other people want to do a lot of stuff. So there was a lot of half done stuff at the end of the sprint, which didn't provide any value. Now, the bugs, they rushed it. People weren't there. They had to rush things through. They wanted to make it through because if we didn't have a vehicle, we weren't competing. So as you saw, the thing that fell apart, there's also some bolts. And one of the things I do as a coach, and I do this in reality too, I do this when I coach people that are Scrum Masters and other Agile coaches and product owners and people who want to learn about Agile. I don't necessarily tell you everything. I want you to discover stuff. And one of the things that happened during the event the other day, one of the propellers fell off. I probably could take it off with my hand. Maybe. During the show. Maybe. Because I don't know. Maybe not. Probably need a wrench. But it's pretty close. Anyway. The propeller fell off from the thing. So actually, two things. One, it wasn't floating right. It wouldn't go down. The amount of cushions. So you have to balance. They have to figure this stuff out. You have to balance how much cushion is on these robots with the power of the engine, because it's just a little engine. So it wasn't going down. There was a repair station over there. They had some college kids that they're from their science area. And now I had two options as a coach, right? Two options. I could have took their vehicle and walked it over to the repair station and did it myself. Well, actually, there's three options. So I could have took it. The other one is I could have brought the kids with me to the repair session station and ask questions for the people to do it. Or third, which is when I take, I said, over there is a repair station with some people that can help you with your boat. Tell them what you want and what you need done, and maybe they can help you. So they went off on their own and did it and experienced that, working that, because they needed it, by the way. People think, oh, it's quicker for me to do it. However, I had two boats. I had to help the other team make sure they were ready. And I couldn't do both things at one time. So the other people, look at this. Listen to what I'm doing. This is exactly in a scrum team. This is exactly what happens in there. You could do all the work for them, but then you can't service all your people, right? They need to learn to do it themselves. Now catch this. Follow along. So I'm helping the other one. They finally put their boat in the water. What happens? Propeller falls off, right? They pull it out of the water. They still have time to prepare these things for the competition. They pull it out of the water. What do I do? Go over to the repair thing, see if they have a wrench so they can help you fix it. What do? They go over the repair thing, go talk to them, get it fixed, come back and compete. Well, I'm helping the other boat and talking to the other crew who's going to be competing the first thing. So there's a prime example how you coach people. You don't do the work for them. As Scrum Master, you don't do the work. As a tech lead, you don't do the work. You guide them and let them discover their path as their own. Because if I didn't do it the first time with just cutting the cushion, right, they wouldn't know that it's okay to walk over there on their own and talk and get some help. Now, I encourage them, like, go over there and go fix it because I don't have time to go hold your hand, right? I do say that part. I'm not here to hold your hand. Go over and find out. So, because sometimes they need that jolt in their brain to, oh, you're not going to do this for me, are you? I'm like, no, I'm not going to do it for you. Do it yourself. So it's exactly like in a scrum team. Same principle applies. Now, sometimes you don't want to jolt adults because, you know, but you can subtly do it. Kids, sometimes you need to go like, I ain't going. I got to take this team. You go over there. Get the nerve up. Go talk to them. So anyway, so it's very similar to a scrum team, what was going on in robotics. But now, why are all these things happening? Because we didn't spend the time at the end of the sprint for the stuff that was really going into production that was done to button it up, prevent those bugs, double check it, make sure we don't have anything going, make sure we won't crash anything, make sure things are working together the way they're supposed to. So many teams mess this up. They just go, let's just dump it all into production because we have a deadline. And then you get this hangover, right? This is what I was referring to. You're so burnt out because of all the stress related to getting the stuff overboard over the sprint that you have this hangover. Here's my thing. Here's how I keep from getting hungover on these things. I go, look, I know you're not going to get everything done. I expect that. The things that are fully done, let's get them in. Let's get them done. The things are almost done. Don't try to rush it through just to get it in there, okay? I mean, there's things you could do. If your system's set up right, you should be able to get code into production on a regular basis. And it really should not depend on the end of the sprint. If you're depending on the end of the sprint to get your code in, I got a little thing about your code, how you're doing that, unless there's a big release. You have this monthly thing, but you should be integrated in there. But my thing is, you don't want to put bad code, bad product into the system because you're rushing at the end. You get that where they got lucky, the troubleshooting people at the end when it went into production. Oh, we got to fix the bolt. Classic. So watch out for the hangover and tell your team, don't try to force everything in. I mean, unless it's really, 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 really critical and you got a release and you got newspaper and it's your final release. But my personal opinion, if you're at that far close to your final release to get stuff in, you're doing a lot of things wrong. I'm going to tell you right now, you need to retrospect on it because you shouldn't be that close to release to the public for newspaper ads and all those advertising and marketing at the last minute. If you are, you're doing your business wrong, right? You're operating wrong. Your procedures, your coding, everything, your procedures. If you're working to that last minute like that to get it in, then you're doing stuff wrong. It's truth, right? So anyway, but I want to give that example. I like giving examples of Agile. I try to coach my people to see Agile everywhere. See how things in the real world reflect into your world as from a development coding perspective so you become better Agilist. You have that Agile mindset. What's going on? Why are we doing this? How do we make this better? Everything you do in life, well, most of the stuff in life, you should be able to do this, right? So I explain these things, share these things in that nature. Kind of like why I do the Slack channel. One of the things I do with this Slack channel, and people, it's like a minor thing. I set it up so you can have a conversation when you're going through these battles with people to help build your confidence, to ask those questions you may not want to. Like, let's just say you just got certified and safe as a Scrum Master, or you just got your Scrum Alliance or your PSM or one of the number of different certification for Scrum Master. Do you feel really confident that you can then be a Scrum Master and coach teams, train people and all that stuff? If you do, more power to you. Most people don't, even myself. I took the class. I want to experiment. I want to try it out. I want to ask questions. When you want to, sometimes you're afraid to ask those questions often because you're afraid people think that you're faking it, right? So one of the things we have with the Scrum, the Slack channel, the Agile Slack channel, is that you can ask those questions, get those thoughts from other people in the Agile business that aren't going to hold you like, oh my God, I can't believe you got hurt. No, they won't do that. They will help you, guide you, as well as myself. And we'll talk about more about that in the future. But one of the beauties of it, when I'm on there, I reply. I'll put stuff in there. But I'll also make sure that the people that are asking me questions to post them in the general so they get a diversity of opinion and thought from an Agile perspective on the solution. Because if you stick with one solution, you become in a sounding board or an echo chamber, right? You don't want echo chambers in Agile. You want interactions. You want a lot of people interacting and giving you feedback. So that's why we do that. So with that, I'm going to play the Slack channel little ad thing. Just to talk about Slack channel, what it's set up. I probably have to do a new one because it has changed a lot since I first created this little promo video. Let's say I probably should update it. I probably will in the next month or so. But wanted to share it. Something to think about. Think about the end of the sprint. How can you make it not so that you have a hangover and you're all stressed out and the group is burnt out after the sprint? You really need to work on that. With that, let's show the video. Welcome. Thank you very much from the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show for all your support and activities and contributing to our program. We are starting to offer this Agile Slack channel where Agile people can come together, talk about different aspects. I just wanted to share some of the things we have. Podcasts, masterminding, conferences, job interviews, questions. We do introduction, we do motivation, we talk about Kanban, product owner, QA testing, retrospective, a little bit of everything, celebrating your wins and your Agile practices, things that energize you, sharing different things, different programs. And we wanted to bring this because a lot of these social media engines, it's all based on algorithm and not necessarily what you're interested in this way. And this Slack program that you can comment, contribute, and watch and learn from others in the Agile group at your pace at when you want to do. If you're interested, please send me a message. Connect at 5 a.m. Master Scrum. We can go on our website. We have a blog post on how to join our Slack channel. I just want to have a 30-minute conversation, make sure this works for you, because we want people that are active, that are going to come in maybe once a week or every day if you like, but not like once every 6 months. We want to make sure people are active and engaged, and this is beneficial for them and us and everyone in the community. It's $10 a month or $100 for the year. It's not very expensive. It's kind of like going to the gym, working out, but at a pace that's affordable for most people and enough to support the program. So send me a message if you think you're interested, and we hope you do join us. Take care. Bye. So that was a little thing. If you're interested, send me a message. As I said at the end, connect at 5ammasterscrum.com. Send me a message. We'll talk about joining up. I am looking for people who are active, that want to participate, that want to grow, and not just sit there on the wall and be a flyer, you know, a wall art. I don't know, whatever it's called. So have a great day. Happy Scrumming. Oh, don't forget, tomorrow night we're going to do the jobs report. It'll be interesting because I'm looking at the Philly one. I'm watching how it went down. Is it continuously going down this week? I don't know. I won't know until I pull the numbers tomorrow, and I'll share them with you. Pretty much you get all the numbers when I get the numbers. So we'll see if it levels out or is it still going down. I don't know. We'll see how all this economy stuff's kicking in. So with that, take care. Have a great day. Happy Scrumming, and see you tomorrow. Bye.